Turkey's top elected leaders met with the commanders of the country's armed forces today to discuss a month-old American request to put U.S. troops along the Turkish-Iraqi border. Turkish public opinion is overwhelmingly opposed to a U.S. military operation against Baghdad, and the newly elected Turkish government has delayed answering the American request. Now, Western diplomats are getting antsy. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Istanbul.
Communists and Islamists stood side by side in Bayezid Square last Sunday at a demonstration during which thousands of protesters chanted no to war in Iraq. Like many of the protesters here, this 22-year-old college student named Özgür did not want her government to cooperate with America's war plans.
The war is wrong. The war is for oil. And even if my government accepts it, I won't. And the other people, you see here, and they won't accept it. They won't agree with the states.
Although polls show at least 80% of the Turkish people don't want a war in neighboring Iraq, the Turkish government's position remains ambiguous. The government has yet to give a public answer to the American request to deploy troops here, and Washington is growing increasingly frustrated with the delay. The proposed American force along Turkey's southeastern border with Iraq would add to the threat to Saddam Hussein already posed by the tens of thousands of American soldiers currently deployed along Kuwait's border with southern Iraq, former Turkish ambassador Yalim Eralp.
It will shorten the war. There's no doubt about that. And if the Saddam regime is going to fall before a war breaks out, the fact that the second front will be opened will accelerate that.
The two governments have negotiated the Northern Front proposal in military-to-military talks, and a 150-man American team completed a survey of Turkey's military installations last week. A Western diplomat says equipment and some American forces are already en route to Turkey, and the diplomat warned that time is running out for Turkish political leaders to make a final decision. Mehmet Dulger, the chairman of the Turkish Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee, asks why the rush.
United States is here with his wonderful technology, with his most fearful arms. Why we would rush while knowing that we will perish in such a thing? We will lose, you won't.
For more than a decade, American and British warplanes have patrolled northern Iraq from an airbase in southern Turkey. But the Turks fear an all-out war would ruin their economy, which is just beginning to recover from a deep depression. And there are concerns that collapse of the Baghdad regime could lead to civil war among Iraq's many ethnic groups and tribes, and could possibly spark a new uprising by Turkey's Kurds. Again, Parliament member Dulger.
Iraq is a country of tribes. You don't know the administration of a country with tribes. You are considering that as a you know, unitary state, which is not the case. You don't know that, and you will have so much troubles. You'll bite your hands of being inside.
The U.S. has offered Turkey a multi-billion-dollar loan package for its cooperation against Iraq. If Turkey says no, it's likely to lose that aid. That was among the issues discussed at today's meeting of the Turkish National Security Council. A statement issued after the day-long talks said the U.S. request to deploy troops here should be subject to parliamentary approval. Western diplomats here say Parliament will have to vote on the issue before a 10-day Muslim holiday starts here on February 8th. If Turkey doesn't act before then, they warn, it may simply be too late. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.